Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
I think if we will get on our knees and turn to God and say, well, obviously we're the problem here, because we keep pointing at the world. If the world's the problem, if it's the movies, if it's the television, if it's the video games, if that's the problem, we need to throw in the towel because we're not going to change that. But if we can change ourselves as parents, if we can change our approach, if we can look at the postmodern and not argue with their mindset like happened in Europe, but begin to understand it, figure out, and lay down our lives as the modern leaders to allow things to change. I believe this postmodern generation is exactly what our country needs, because they care about community. They care about authenticity. They care about providing an experience that actually looks like what we teach. And I think that's what would reach our nation today in Acts chapter 2 type church. And moderns, just, we don't value those things as much, so we don't create them, and we don't create the Acts chapter 2 church. We value truth and knowledge and evidence and all of those things. But this next generation is who we need. And I believe that if we'll lay down our lives and we'll listen to them and we'll stop arguing with them and we'll value them, I believe that they can turn the country around, because it's been 17 to 25-year-olds that have led every major missions movement and most of the revivals in our nation's history. It hasn't been us adults. We've got to stop looking at young people negatively. We've got to start believing, trusting, and empowering them, because they don't evaluate risk the way we do, they're willing to go do crazy things for God if we'll let them.